Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a hectic scene in San Jose after a car slams into a police officer. The new video and the swift arrest.
The coroner called to the scene of an Alameda County intersection, the search for clues in an overnight homicide.
Plus, Contra Costa County seeing a trio of shootings in 1 week, all in the same area. The question this morning, what's happening on Highway 4?
And business is blooming at this busy San Francisco Flower Mart. We are live with the last minute rush ahead of Mother's Day. Good morning to you. It's Friday, May 7th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Michelle Griego. Your Friday forecast comes with a fire weather watch.
Mary Lee joining us now with how soon until it takes effect.
Yeah, we are looking at that high fire danger, dangerous fire weather conditions, especially for Solano County in the Central Valley. And that takes effect tomorrow. And I'll show you this in just a moment. Here is a live look at San Francisco with mainly clear skies, temperatures in the mid to upper 40s to low 50s. 50s at this hour, and tracking that onshore flow. So breezy conditions with that westerly flow, SFO 22 mile per hour winds sustained 10 in Livermore right now. And with that ocean breeze, we're looking at a cool day once again along the coast, mid to upper 50s, around the bay 60s, and inland, many of us into the 70s. So right around where we should be for this time of year. Let's get to that fire weather watch for Solano County and for the Central Valley due to gusty offshore winds. The winds are going to take a turn out of the north, and this will likely turn into a red flag warning. That's from Saturday morning through Monday evening. Let's check in with Gianna with that crash on Highway 24.
Yeah, a couple of cars involved in this incident. I just got some more information from CHP. Apparently, one of them rolled over, hit another vehicle, and it's now stuck on the side of the roadway. But looks like this is a non-injury incident, so that's good news. Unfortunately, there are some brake lights, though. Westbound, as you work your way, 24 near St. Stephen's. That's where we're going to see a slow-and-go ride as you head out of Lafayette into Orinda this morning. So we'll keep a close eye on that. Down about 12 miles per hour, or just updated to about 18 miles per hour as you head through there. Also tracking some slow speeds as you head into the Altamont Pass this morning. The bulk of those brake lights start right around that 580-205 connector and extend to North Flynn. With your travel time now at about 32 minutes to go from 205 over towards 680. We'll get a live look at the Bay Bridge coming up in my next report. Here's Ann.
I'm Ann McEvick at the Live News Desk. A police officer is recovering right now after being hit by a vehicle this morning. He was taken to the hospital. He is going to be okay, but apparently he was standing outside of his patrol vehicle just before 1 this morning when another vehicle hit him at Suncrest and Peary Lane in northeast San Jose. The driver is now in custody, and we heard from a witness at the scene who says that he saw the vehicle speeding up a hill before losing control. So at this point, we don't know what charges that driver might be facing. Also, following a homicide investigation overnight in Oakland, this came out very early this morning as well. 55th Street near Foothill Boulevard. This was about 1 a.m. A crime scene blocked off, and the Alameda County Sheriff's Coroner's Office was seen removing a body from the area, but police have not said anything about exactly what led up to that. We're waiting for more info. We'll keep you posted. Len.
And thank you. Developing out of Contra Costa County, a double shooting on Highway 4. This happened last night near the Railroad Avenue exit in Pittsburgh. All lanes of Highway 4 were shut down in the westbound direction. It's not clear how the victims are doing this morning. This is the third shooting on the same stretch of highway in just a week. Last Thursday, a man was shot in the neck while driving along the Railroad Avenue off-ramp from eastbound Highway 4. CHP believes the shooting was not random. And here was the scene last Friday. You can see this red car riddled with bullets. It was shot on both sides. This happened at the Bailey Road off-ramp. Police say the victim is a man in his 20s. So far, no word on his condition or what led up to that shooting.
Looking live at San Francisco, District Attorney Chesa Boudin will be in the courtroom today to handle the arraignment of the man accused of stabbing two Asian women at a bus stop. 54-year-old Patrick Thompson has been charged in the attack on Market Street on Tuesday. The DA's office says this isn't his first crime. A judge ordered him into a mental health diversion program in 2017 after he stabbed someone at a homeless shelter. He was allowed to end the program 2 years later. In this case, he has been charged with attempted murder and elder abuse. He could face life in prison. New this morning, San Francisco police have announced they have made arrests in connection with a March shooting in the Mission District that injured one person and killed another. After weeks of investigating, police identified 30-year-old Keyshawn Wilson and 37-year-old Arthur Grady as two suspects in the shooting. The two are accused of shooting a 26-year-old and 23-year-old near 24th and Mission. A motive is still unclear.
Fire crews around the Bay Area are gearing up for that fire weather watch starting in about 24 hours. The combo of dry vegetation and strong winds is a major concern, but some parts of the Bay are better prepared than others to battle those flames. Crews in Contra Costa County say they are well equipped to battle fire in the area, like one at a senior care facility yesterday. It's a different story for the East Contra Costa Fire District, which covers 249 square miles, but has only three fire stations.
It's always been a matter about how do we fix it and how do we get to what we should have today so we have the adequate resources to handle multiple events going on at the same time.
The county's fire marshal says the district is looking into getting additional funding to add more resources and looking into whether merging with Confire is an option. Crews agree something needs to be done to meet the increased demand for services.
It's great. It's like normal. It's what I've been waiting for. I mean, everyone's been waiting for it.
For the first time in a year, bars can reopen indoors and serve booze without serving food in San Francisco. Other activities like roller skating can reopen inside. Also open, the Symphony. San Francisco is the first city and county in the Bay Area to adopt yellow tier guidance. And it has been a busy morning at San Francisco's Flower Mart.
Very busy. Vendors bringing flowers from all over the world just in time to celebrate mom. Let's get right to KPIX5's Kit Doe with a closer look at those flower arrangements for Mother's Day.
Hi, good morning. Yes, so very busy day here at the Flower Mart. Like I said, this is kind of like their Super Bowl. This is one of the biggest, perhaps the biggest day of the year for them, where pretty much everything goes. You know, for Valentine's Day, it's about roses, but today you can pretty much grab any flower that you see here off of the rack and get it for your mom. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this, though. First, this is a butterfly display that they have made here to symbolize the help that they're trying to give to the small businesses. So this is SF Small Business Week, and you're going to see about 13 displays like this all around the city today. It's made to be Instagram ready, as you can imagine. People stand right in the middle and take a picture with the wings coming out of the side, and they're trying to tell people, hey, they are reopened, they're reemerging, they are ready for business. And the woman who came up with this idea is right here. This is Jeannie Bowes. She is the general manager of the Mart, and I was just having a very fascinating discussion with you. First off, how did you come up with this idea? Why do you feel it's important to encourage people to come out and support small businesses?
Well, we're all connected. We're all interconnected, and we have a broad base of buyers in the flower market. Everything from a restaurant, a caterer, stager, to florists. We have designers that shop our market that just deal with hotel business, restaurant business. So to have San Francisco come back to life is important for everyone. And I love this city. I grew up in San Diego and I moved here in 89. So I don't want to see San Francisco fall apart myself. So to try to bring life back into the neighborhoods and to have people enjoy the small shops and small businesses that make San Francisco something special.
Now, the Mart has been here since 1912. I did not realize that it was such a close call during the shutdown when the pandemic started last year. Luckily, the city and the county allowed you guys to reopen just in time for Mother's Day last year, but you guys almost didn't make it last year.
Yeah, so what happened was we were closed for a month. We worked with the city of San Francisco, who has always gone to bat for this market, and we were able to open back up because we were the wholesale distribution chain for the farmers. And we were seeing farmers actually close down in California. We were seeing people not planting fields. And Mother's Day is the biggest flower holiday in the U.S. And if we didn't get those sales through this market, my vendors probably would not have survived to stay shut down. So we were very fortunate to be open last Mother's Day. And Mother's Day last year was a huge holiday because no one could take mom out to dinner. It was basically the only thing you could do.
So real quickly, one last question. If I want to blow my mom's mind with flowers, what do I get her this year?
I will tell you what, if you know her favorite color, go with that. And you can find anything from roses to imported product. You can get tropicals. I always tell people, think about what mom likes, or you know, someone who's like your mom, go with color. Or if she has a favorite flower, make that the primary focus. And I always ask the designers, like, hey, my mom likes this. What can you do for me? And they can do anything at any price point. That's the nice thing. And every price point makes people happy.
That is Jeannie Bose. She's the big boss around here at the Mart. We'll send it back to you.
All right. Michelle's going to send you a long list, Kit,
yep,
of things to pick up.
I have that list. I'll text it to you now. Thanks so much.
Consider it.